In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This Saturday is the celebration of the resurrection of Lazarus, and we have already begun to hear the hymns about this, almost a countdown, that it's now the second day that Lazarus is in the tomb. And we say this not only in preparation for that major event where the Lord taught his disciples that he is God and that he's the one who is the resurrection and life, but also calls us to continued repentance. We said that we ask God to resurrect our minds. And it calls to mind what we heard several weeks ago about the son who was returning home, that when he did, the father was telling his brother that he was dead and is alive again. And it taught us that when we depart from God, we depart from life, that sin is against life. And so we want even our minds to be resurrected. And I was thinking, we have this image. I don't think that people with technology today do the same thing, but a lot of the cartoons, or when the TV set wasn't working, to give it a tap to see if it would maybe align or it would receive the signal. Or if the car wasn't moving right, to give it a little tap again, maybe that will work. You know, maybe it'll move something back in place. And sometimes I kind of think, you know, when our mind is not receiving the right program, we still want to do one of these. And it doesn't work, because God is the one who resurrects the mind. And we want to get the right signals into our mind. We want to receive the Holy Spirit, and we want to be rid of our tendency to judge, our tendency to lust, our tendency to dwell on our rage and our negative thinking. But we would like to sort of move the TV station so that we can receive the right signals. And this only comes when we don't fight those thoughts, because that's a way of actually engaging them more. But if we try to think more about God and try to ask him to direct us to works of life, to do something good for somebody, to try to take care of somebody, to try to give a good word to somebody, an encouraging word, and then he'll start to work on our minds. So this is a blessing that we know that we are coming to see this gift of life, that Christ says that he's the resurrection, the life, calls Lazarus out of the tomb. We also heard in the beautiful reading about Joseph that Joseph encouraged his brothers who were so sorrowful about having sold him into slavery, that he said that this thing that had happened was unto life. And in the same way that Christ dies for us and goes and descends into Hades, it's again for life. Even though we sold him, in a way that we'll hear about Judas giving the one who's above all creation, selling him for 30 pieces of silver. That when we sin, we put that above the one who is without price. And so all of these point us to life. And so let us keep turning to Christ, who helps to resurrect our minds, and that he's the one who gives us the refreshment and the redirection and helps us to receive the nourishment of the mind. And that helps the whole spiritual well-being, that if we can turn our thoughts to God and participate in his holy sacraments and holy mysteries, that he will sanctify soul and body. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.